Let's talk more about NVIDIA in particular. And for that, we bring in Vivek Arya. He is BofA Securities, Bank of America Securities, Senior Semiconductor Analyst. Vivek, I want to start you on the price that people are paying for NVIDIA right now, because I was looking at the forward PE this morning of NVIDIA, at least based on Bloomberg estimates, 68. The next highest is Advanced Micro Devices at 57. And then it goes down into the 20s and the teens and below for the rest. So obviously, NVIDIA has been very popular. People have been bidding it up. It's been growing. That growth is coming at a price. Is it worth that price at these levels?
Thanks. Good morning. Thank you for having me. I think it's really about the size of the market, where we are in the adoption curve and the company's execution. So if you look at, the size of these markets, especially when it comes to artificial intelligence, we are just in the first 10% of the adoption curve. If you look at the market of gaming, only 25% of NVIDIA's deployed base of over 200 million gamers is using their latest generation of RTX cards. And if you then look at the underlying technology that they have built up, which is a combination of their silicon and computation and hardware and systems and software and developer base, that is helping to generate and spawn new markets such as Omniverse, such as autonomous cars. So I think that's really the key thing that is driving the stock. The second important point I want to mention is that if I look at the profitability, and I think sometimes this thing gets forgotten about NVIDIA, that it is not just growing their top line very fast, it's also an extremely profitable company. You bought up their balance sheet. It's because they are able to turn every 30 to 40 cents of every dollar of sales into cash. And that's what they are using to help reinvest back in the company. And that collection of qualities, I think it's very rare in this industry.
Vivek, has the market priced in the ARM deal closing? And if they haven't, do you think that deal closure is the catalyst to ultimately send NVIDIA to a $1 trillion market cap?
Sure. So first point is that initially when they announced the ARM deal, the value was about $40 billion. Now, given the run-up in NVIDIA stock, it's over $70 billion. On the call last night, NVIDIA said that they remain committed to it. In our view, this deal is unjustified and unnecessary for NVIDIA to pursue at this time. The benefits of that deal, which are presumably to take advantage of ARM in the data center, we think NVIDIA can do by just licensing that technology, which they are already licensing. So in our view, this is an unnecessary and unjustified deal. And as you mentioned before, I think the core growth for NVIDIA, which is in AI or gaming or autonomous cars, we don't think ARM really matters to any given extent in the near to medium term.
So Vivek, do you think NVIDIA should just drop this deal and go the path you're talking about, or should they pursue another company?
Well, we think that the big area of first of all, just on the organic basis, the company is putting up these kind of growth rates. And as I mentioned, they are in the first 10%, 20% adoption in many of those markets. And, the underlying technology architecture, it's very leverageable. And the reason is that all the workloads, whether you see the workloads in a cloud data center or enterprise, right, or on the consumer side, they are more voice, it's more video, it's more images. And it's to analyze those kind of workloads, which people often call big data, you need this underlying accelerated architecture that they have built. So in our view, they don't really need to pursue M&A, but we have suggested that in order to expand on the enterprise side, looking at things on the enterprise side would definitely give them a better footprint to expand the benefit of these architectures in a new set of customers.
And Vivek, when we look at the opportunity that's presented by what you're talking about there, as well as AI, the so-called metaverse, et cetera, NVIDIA is going head-to-head with a lot of the other chip makers in a lot of these areas. For example, we talked to Cristiano Amon yesterday of Qualcomm, who talked about their efforts in the metaverse, and they're competing directly in places like autonomous driving. How is NVIDIA positioned versus those competitors, and or is the market just big enough that everybody's going to get a piece?
Sure. So if you take this new concept of metaverse and you divide this into consumer and enterprise. I think on the consumer side, there will be the need for new kinds of on-ramps, which have to do with AR and VR type devices and connectivity. And that's where a number of chip companies in the smartphone side are going to be very important, right? Like the one you mentioned. But I think what's perhaps being less appreciated is the role of metaverse, or as NVIDIA calls it, Omniverse, in the enterprise. And this is where, think about a BMW who wants to build their next factory. They will render that in 3D. They can render that in 3D and optimize all the workflows before they actually start building it out, right? Think about Ericsson, who wants to deploy 5G base stations in a city. For them to go and go through that very expensive deployment, it is better to first simulate that in 3D and look at the effect of placing all these base stations. So my point is that there is going to be tremendous demand for accelerated computing, 3D graphics simulation in a vast range of enterprise opportunities. And that again comes back to NVIDIA's unique abilities in graphics, simulation software, accelerated computing. And like I said, I don't think any other chip maker comes even remotely close to matching that.
Is there another company in your coverage universe, Vivek, that is going to be a key player in the metaverse that people may not be too familiar with?
Yeah, I actually think that AMD, I think, is a very good company that has levered and has some of the same technical abilities that NVIDIA has. And a big part of AMD, the reason we like it, is the ability to take market share from Intel, who, as we know, is struggling on the manufacturing side and is, I think, making some strategic mistakes. But when you look at the ability to go after the kind of markets NVIDIA is going after, I think there will be a need for a second source in those markets. And we think AMD is executing extremely well. You know, they're getting very strong support from the foundries and the backend ecosystem. They're very strong in design. So we think AMD is a very attractive play on many of the things that NVIDIA is charting in terms of an opportunity. And we think AMD can be a very good second source in that.
Very interesting stuff. I love the idea of digital twins that NVIDIA has put forward as well when you talk about Ericsson and BMW working with them. Vivek, hope to talk to you again as all of this technology continues to be developed. Vivek Arya of Bank of America Securities. Thank you.